A Canada or Canadian Security Intelligence Service has been sued with high-profile allegations of homophobia, racism, and Islamophobia. Five agents and analysts have filed a multi-million dollar lawsuit accusing Canada's top spy agency of being rife with discrimination, harassment, bullying, and abuse of authority. Lawsuit blames CSIS management for a toxic workplace with widespread mockery, humiliation, and discrimination against Muslim and black employees. Plaintiffs claim that when they tried to report the abuse, their circumstances got worse and the complaints resulted in no action. Although agents remain nameless, it's been revealed that three are Muslim and one is black. Complaint states that superiors regularly made derogatory comments, including that, quote, all Muslims are bloodthirsty murderers or terrorists. And now joining us out of, Mr. Edward Corrigan, international lawyer, joining us out of London, Ontario. Hello, Mr. Corrigan. Thanks for joining us again. Now, so systemic racism and bigotry in a country like Canada, of all places, the so-called champion of democracy. Your thoughts, please.
Well, this is not the first report for this. There has been reports similar about harassment, sexual harassment, discrimination against Muslims, blacks, women, and gays with regard to the Canadian military and also the Canadian RT. And it appears that this sort of locker room culture, an old boys club, also exists with the Canadian Security Intelligence Service, known as CSIS. So this is a major lawsuit. They tried to cover it up. There was reports that confirmed, multiple witnesses that confirmed that there was this harassment going on. Very racist depiction of Muslims, saying all Muslims are terrorists, and as well as attack on a black and one gay member. There's three Muslims that were also specifically targeted. Some of the reports, even within CSIS, confirmed it, but they tried to cover it up or they lied it. And then there was like circle the wagons approach where they, you know, continued their attacks and tried to denigrate and dismiss the main employee who filed the one complaint. And they said that, you know, he was crazy, that he was on medical leave. And, you know, they purposely retaliated against him. And there's a culture of fear where that even people who had witnessed this and confirmed that the allegations were going on, they did not want to be identified because they were in fear of reprisals from senior management. And even though a person whose code name was Alex was sort of had a stellar career and all sorts of awards and stuff, once he filed the complaint and tried to defend his rights, his position became undermined. He was not promoted. He was, you know, constantly ridiculed, and there was a lot of attacks against him. So this is, you know, very, very serious. And, you know, for Canada, like you say, prides herself as a country that obeys the rule of law. It's non-discriminatory in its policies. And it's a democracy that this is, you know, very bad. But, you know, I think part of the problem is the military, the RCMP, and even CSIS, that these are macho cultures. They, you know, buy into, you know, that they can, whatever they do is right, that whatever they do is justified. And, of course, they denigrate and attack people who are Muslims, who are blacks, who are gays, who are even environmentalists. They were saying environmentalists are terrorists, you know, because they want to have clean air and clean water or opposed to, you know, serious environmental issues. So you have this sort of groupthink with these organizations that is, you know, is kind of like Donald Trump, where he says all these racist and sexist and homophobic things, yet these people, you know, at the CSIS and previously the Canadian military and the Royal Canadian Military Police, which is sort of a, like your equivalent to our FBI, you know, this is not good. And there's a major lawsuit, and this is not the first one. As I said, there's been the military and the RCMP have also suffered similar, and they had to settle out of court. So we're looking at, you know, reports even within CSIS that confirmed the discrimination, but nothing was done. And they multiple reports, and they even lied and tried to cover up stuff. So this is not looking good. And I think it's, again, part of the problem when you sort of, you know, categorize all Muslims as evil, or, you know, this war on terror against Islam, and, you know, the stuff that it becomes part of the culture and part of the culture of these organizations. And that is terrible, which whenever they're supposed to be above reproach and, of course, defending, you know, the real rights of Canadians, which include Muslims, which include blacks, include gays and women, or any other group that may be subject to discrimination.
And they should set the standard for that. Thank you. Mr. Edward Corrigan joining us, international lawyer out of London.